morning and welcome to all of our friends, our visitors, and a special welcome to Carmelia, who is with us in Poland. Welcome to the church staff who accompany her. Welcome, all are welcome. What a blessed Sunday this is to have our friends here visiting us, and after service we'll have a time of fellowship where we can ask some questions of Carmelia and hear her story and share that bonds of Christ that unite us all. And a special thank you to all those who are joining us online. It is good that we are all here together, and together we will experience God in word and in sacraments and in the presence of each other. As we prepare our hearts for worship, we ask that all who are able stand, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who greets us in this and every season, whose word never fails, whose promise is true.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of our neighbor. Merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned, we have hurt our community, we have squandered your blessings, we have hoarded your bounty. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy.
Jesus going up on a mountain, and there's about 1,500 people with him. That's a lot of people, isn't it? That's like if you were to take everyone in Newport and everyone in Lincoln City and you put them together, that's how many people are there. And there's a problem. And that is, it's dinner time and there's no food. So do you... Yeah, you don't have any more fingers to count. But then the disciples figure out that they have five loaves of bread and two fish. Do you think that's enough to feed that many people? No. But you know what Jesus says? He says, that is enough. Then he takes it, blesses it, puts it in 12 baskets, and there goes out that food to all those people, and everyone eats and has enough food. It's called a miracle. But is it really, do you think it's really about food? Or do you think it might be about something else? What do you think?
Something else.
Well, yeah, I think it's about how God loves us, and God's love never runs out. And so I have a way of describing this for us, maybe.
That's what the bag is.
That's what the bag is, right? We have a bag. And you know what's going to happen. So how many baskets of God's love was overflowing to the crowds?
12.
So let's count them, okay? All right, you ready? One. Here's a bag of God's love for you. You ready? I'm not hearing a count. Two. Here's a bag of love for you. Three. See, God's love never runs out.
Four.
There's so much love in this bag. Five. Six. Seven. So much love.
Eight.
There we go. Oh, sorry.
Reading from Isaiah, hear now the word. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves rich food. Incline your ear come to me, listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the people, a leader, a commander for the people. See, you shall call nations that you do not know. The Lord your God, the nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God. The Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm is maybe found on page 4 of your book. Psalm 145. The Lord, and I'll read this. We can work together, read it responsibly. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Lord, your mercy is to all, and your compassion is over all your works.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down.
Yes, always.
You open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
You are righteous in all your ways and loving in all your works.
You are near to all who call upon you, to all who call upon you faithfully.
You fulfill the desire of those who fear you. You hear their cry and save them.
You watch over all those who love you, but all the wicked you shall destroy.
My mouth shall sing the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless God's holy name forever and ever.
The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans. Reading from Romans, hear now the word. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed, cut off from Christ, for the sake of my own people, my kindred, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises to them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever.
Amen.
Oh.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and cured the sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place. The hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. Give them something to eat." And they replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke, and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of all those broken pieces, and filled 12 baskets. And those who ate were about 5,000, besides them were women and children. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So I have a quick confession to make. This was a hard task for me to try and figure out a great illustration for. Maybe the easier the task, at least it appears, the harder it is to find a great illustration. So we're going to try something a little bit different today. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but we're all filled with grace, so whatever happens, you know, God is here to feed us. But as I thought about how to explain this text, the only image that kept coming into my mind was, explain it as if it were a movie. That's what I'm going to try and do. I'm trying to explain this text again as if it were a movie and you could see it as a movie, but not just any movie. It has to be a Christopher Nolan movie. There's some chuckles, so some people know Christopher Nolan. For those who are saying who, he is a modern-day movie director, had a lot of very critically acclaimed works. The point for us, though, is that when he tells a story, it is very, very complex. We like those stories that go from point A to point Z, but his stories might start at point D, then go to point G, then back to Y, then end up back at A or A. So that linear time-telling mode of his movies are different. They have different perspectives. And I don't want to get us lost, but I'll just give you a quick analogy. He has a movie called Dunkirk about the great evacuation in World War II. And while many people might tell that story from, again, point A to point Z, Christopher Nolan tells that through 3 different perspectives, and each perspective has its own time frame of events. So those on the ground, their story is told through the course of a whole week. The characters who are on ships, their story is told through the perspective of one day, and the people in the air are us now to imagine this scene as a Christopher Nolan movie. I encourage you, if you want, to close your eyes, use your imagination. If you do close your eyes and fall asleep, though, the animal will throw a rock at you. But let's imagine this movie together, or this reading together. So our reading begins, our movie begins, and it opens up slowly, and we hear the sound of foot walking on sand, and it's that bleached color of a film, when the color is all very bleached, it's almost bright, and we see Jesus on the cross, and then we hear him say his famous words, "It is finished," and our scene fades to black, only to open up again, and this time the color of the movie is black and white. We're in Jerusalem. We see Jesus. And Jesus tells his disciples to go prepare a place for us to have the Passover meal. And we, as watchers of this, identify this as the scene before what will be the Last Supper. And the disciples go out and they see that man carrying water that Jesus pulled him. When you see him, follow him to the upper room. And so the disciples follow. And our scene fades again. And it opens up this time in brilliant color, vivid, vivid color. And Jesus just heard that his cousin, John the Baptist, has been killed. Murdered by Herod. He decides to go out by himself to a deserted place to spend time in prayer. He boards his boat and he goes across the Sea of Galilee. And our scene picks up again back in black and white. We're in the upper room now. The disciples, some friends of Jesus, are coming in. Jesus greets them, starts washing their feet, gives them some instructions. They're all there together. And then our scene picks up again. We're back into vivid color. We know this is our main story. And Jesus gets out of the boat, and he is greeted by the crowds. And he begins to heal and to love and to tend to their needs. And as he does this, the hour grows quite late, and it becomes evening. And our scene then kind of fades away, peeking up back into this black and white scene of Jesus in the upper room. And now it is supper. And they gather around the table, in the 12, his friends. They're reclining, preparing to eat. And then we're back in Galilee on the mountain, vivid color again. The disciples come to Jesus, send the crowd away to buy food. "No," Jesus said, "you feed them. But all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Well, bring them to me." And Jesus then takes the bread and lifts it up. And we're suddenly back in black and white, and the music is starting to reach an emotional crescendo. Jesus takes the bread and lifts it up. And then we're back in color. Jesus blesses it. We see Jesus again in black and white in the Last Supper, and he blesses it. And then breaks it. And then we're back on this mountaintop, and Jesus breaks it and gives it to the disciples. And then one more time, we're in this Last Supper scene. After breaking the bread, Jesus gives the bread. sun-bleached color of the film, and we're back on the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus, we see Jesus, we see a resurrected Jesus talking to Peter. And we identify this as being after the event. And Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, I do." And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." And then our movie ends. I tell it this way, hopefully it connects. But hopefully we can see some connections going on in our reading today. This is one of the most important miracles in all of the Gospels. Most important, it is the only miracle that all four of our Gospels tell. The only time that they tell the same miracle is this one. It's like when you had a teacher who stomped their foot on the floor to let you know that this question, it will be on the test. This is the highlight. This is the prep for the exam. This is our holy apostles telling you, hey, this story is really important. But it's not important simply because it's a fun, healing miracle story. That is not the point. The point is that this feeding, this meal, is saying something about this other meal that we are about to have. This saying that this is the meal that defines who we are as Christians. Nothing less than a community that comes and eats together. And it is this meal where God feeds us, where God's abundant mercy is presented to us. And so the only question today is, how does that happen in this meal? It's because this meal is this heaven and earth moment when God enters into our reality in the form of bread and wine. Because God entered into reality in the form of Jesus Christ. The heaven and earth story that we all tell. And Jesus came and lived with us, suffered with us, died with us, in order to defeat all the power of sin and death, and then rose again on the third day. And Jesus told his disciples, "I will be with you always, even until the end of the age." And it is this meal where we come and we experience the presence of Christ in bread and wine. And it's not just bread and wine, though. Because what we encounter is the reality, the promise, that God is always with us. At all times, at all places. That taking this bread and wine, when we eat it, when we drink it, we are taking into ourselves the reality that God is here, God is present, God is with us. And this love never fails, this love never runs out, this presence is always with us. And the most important part, we will say, this is for you. This miracle of God's presence is for each one of you. It's for each one of the yous that are outside of the yous, all the yous in all the world. This miracle is for us all. So we are gathered around your church, around the meal, but we are fed and told that you are loved, and that I am with you until the end of the age. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Prayers of intercession. Hear us, O God. Into your hands, O God, we commend all who for whom we pray, in the name of the one who reconciled. I'm sorry, I was looking at the bulletin and I'm seeing the last meeting of the intercession, so I made a big mistake. We're going to start again. Confident God that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation. You gather your church together by the Holy Spirit. Inspire all the baptized to proclaim your abundant love throughout the world. Guide us in the mission of the gospel, the word and deed. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You cherish your creation from the smallest microbe to the largest mountain. Protect fragile ecosystems. Send favorable weather. Supply food and water to nourish creatures and raise us up to care for all you have created. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You desire peace and justice in the world. Instill within all political leaders your desire. Support the work of the international peace organizations and provide relief for those in the war-torn areas, especially Ukraine. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You comfort those who are hurting. Accompany those who are alone and heal those who are sick. Provide for all who hunger and thirst. Console the bereaved. Bring joy to the sorrowful and attend to all who call on you. Especially Gail, Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Era, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, Karen, David. Victims of the war in Ukraine, earthquake in Turkey and Syria, people of Ferdon Lutheran Church in Lebanon and St. Timothy Church, flooded in Vermont. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You place us within communities for mutual support and love. Reveal yourself to us in worship, fellowship, and ministry with our neighbors. Provide for feeding ministries and food banks in our area, that we share your abundance with all who hunger. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You have placed before us examples of faithful living who have witnessed to the promises throughout time and space. Rouse us by their lives and of service and dedication to be your hands and feet in this world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
We invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. color of your love and faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of sin." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people. Do this in remembrance of me." And with this bread and cup, we remember his life laid down and lifted up, and we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless us to be a blessing. Make us a sign of your faithfulness. Send us to tend and cherish the earth and to serve the world with mercy and love. With all the saints in light, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun, moon, and stars, we praise you, O God, through Christ Jesus, in your spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together as one, let us say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. This is the gift of God for the people of God, and all are welcome to this table. In a minute, the usher will come, and we ask each side will form a line and come forward with your arm outstretched to receive the element in your hand. We have gluten-free options upon request, and then you'll come to the station of the wine, and we ask that you take either the red liquid, which is wine, or the clear liquid, which is grape juice. Know that all are welcome to come forward, and if you wish to come, but only to receive a blessing, come with your arms crossed. But again, this is the meal for God, for us, of God, for us, and all are welcome here. Amen.
Let us break bread.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, generous God, for the refreshments we have received at your table. Send us now to spread your generosity into all the world through the one who is our dearest treasure, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Now we take a moment now for announcements for the good of the church order, and Arnie will be in the back with that microphone if you have any announcements.
I noticed in today's WOW that social ministries scheduled to meet on August 3rd. That should be August 10th, this coming Thursday at 11 o'clock. We have a meeting at 11:30. I've talked to the folks who are usually there, and they say 11 o'clock is great. Social ministry does a lot for our community, and we'd love to see you at our meeting at 11 o'clock this Thursday. And also right now, our committee is doing a drive for pet food, dry dog and cat food. One of our members breaks it down into gallon bags for dogs and quart bags for cats, and it's taken every fourth Monday of the month to our Stone Soup Supper and given out to folks who don't have money to properly buy pet food for their pets. So if you'd like to donate to that mission, just leave your bag of pet food in the narthex across from where we have the coffee bar. Thank you.
Hi, I know that a reminder went out into the, with an email with Raynette, and I would like to remind everybody the choir will be beginning, and it's our new Fall Atonement Choir. We will be having a soft start, just kind of getting our voices in shape again in August, and then we'll start rehearsals in September, and we'll actually sing in October, which will be exciting. I hope to see you there.
We will be having another order going out for baseball hats. It says Atonement Lutheran Church. If you're interested, you'd like to get one, call the office, and Raynette will put you on the list. You need to decide whether you want the full solid or the mesh, and how many you order. They're $10 a piece.
And again, a special invite to everybody after service to stay for coffee and fellowship hour, and you'll hear from our guest and friend for after service. We can ask some questions and interact with her. With that being said, let us prepare our hearts and minds for the benediction. The God who calls across the cosmos and speaks in the smallest seed, bless, keep, and sustain you now and to the end of the age.
Amen. Amen.
Praises, all the hearts are filled with gladness. Thank you.